This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of the people have filed past the Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's body as it lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica. Many of the first viewers Monday were tourists, pilgrims, or Romans who lined up near St. Peter's Square before dawn. The Vatican said that by the time the first day's viewing had ended Monday evening, some 65,000 people had filed past the retired pontiff's body in the basilica. 12 hours of viewing were scheduled for each of Tuesday and Wednesday before Thursday morning's funeral, which will be led by Pope Francis in the square. Russia's defense ministry says 63 of its soldiers have been killed by a Ukrainian strike on a facility in the eastern Donetsk region where military personnel were stationed. Ukrainian forces fired 6 rockets from a rocket launch system. 2 of them were shot down, according to a Russian Defense Ministry statement. The strike using a U.S.-supplied precious weapon, or precision weapon, I should say, that has proven critical in enabling Ukrainian forces to hit key targets, delivered a new setback for Russia, which in recent months had reeled from a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Meanwhile, Russia deployed multiple exploding drones in another nighttime attack on Ukraine, according to officials. In his first full day as Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was meeting with Latin American heads of state, reflecting the region's desire for a country to assume a greater role on the international stage. Lula's predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro, rarely traveled abroad or received visiting heads of state and found himself increasingly isolated. This is VOA News. Florida authorities say that waves of migrants have been arriving in southern Florida. Navy correspondent Norman Hall with more details.
At least 500 migrants have arrived in small boats along the Florida Keys over the last several days in what one sheriff is calling a crisis. The arrivals are due to economic turmoil, food shortages, and soaring inflation in Cuba and other parts of the Caribbean. Over the weekend, 300 migrants arrived at the sparsely populated Dry Tortugas National Park about 70 miles west of Key West. Officials say 160 migrants arrived by boats in other parts of the Keys over the New Year's Day weekend. Another 30 people in 2 groups of migrants were found in the Middle Keys on Monday. U.S. Border Patrol and Coast Guard crews patrolling South Florida and the Keys have been experiencing the largest escalation of migrations by boat in nearly a decade. I'm Norman Hall.
More deaths or details from VOA's Phil Mercer on Australia's decision to join other countries in requiring COVID testing for travelers coming from China.
From Thursday, January 5, passengers leaving China will have to undertake a COVID-19 test within 48 hours of travel to Australia and show evidence of a negative result. Officials in Canberra said the measure is in response to the significant wave of infections in China and the potential for emerging viral variants in that country. Australia is following other countries in imposing the restrictions on travellers leaving China. They include India, Malaysia, Spain, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The Canberra government has said the arrangements are precautionary and temporary. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
New York Police Department says that a man accused of attacking police with a machete near Times Square New Year's Eve, injuring 2 officers, has been arrested on charges of attempting to murder the officers. 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Maine was awaiting arraignment after his arrest on Monday. The family of a man arrested in the slayings of 4 University of Idaho students is expressing sympathy for the families of the victims. They also vowed in their statement to support him and promote his presumption of innocence. 28-year-old Washington State University doctoral student Brian Koberger was taken into custody Friday at his parents' home in the state of Pennsylvania. His attorney says his clients will not fight extradition to Idaho and is eager to be exonerated. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.